Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We are joined in studio this afternoon by Pastors Chris Franklin, Matt Flores, and Justin Chaplin, and they are the pastors for the new Awaken Church in Rio Rancho. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
This is awesome. Thanks for letting us in and telling our story, what God has been doing.
Hey, it's really great. Chris, I did want to mention to you, and I know I saw Matt out there as well. I don't know if Justin was out there, but, you know, it's amazing what happened this past weekend at the fairgrounds.
That was such a fun event.
1,500 families were given food.
So it was 400. Let me see if I can get the numbers right. 487 cars that represented 1,800 and some change individual people that were given food. And it was so cool as such a young church to be able to see our people come out and serve. And, man, they served with all their hearts. They gave it everything they got. They showed up ready to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And it was really, really awesome to see. And to see the unity of the three churches, Awakened Church, Calvary Church, and Harvest Church coming together to just love the city was awesome. So, yeah, fun event.
But you guys didn't just have churches involved. You had the state fairgrounds involved. You had the New Mexico Health Department involved. Wow.
Yeah. Albertsons.
Albertsons
even had pizza and Rockstar energy drinks. Like, man, they came out in full force. Those guys were awesome.
And Mickey D's, McDonald's came out.
McDonald's came out and supplied as well.
There was a lot of McDonald's.
That is really fun. So let's talk about Awakened Church. You're located at 541 Quantum Road at the CrossFit Rio Rancho building. If you want to go to this church, ladies and gentlemen, you better be in some serious shape because Matt Flores is going to put you through a pre-church workout. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's 100 burpees for time. So, we're really grateful for CrossFit Rio Rancho for them allowing us to use their space. That story is crazy. We went to the owners, James and Aaron and Casey, and I had this dream on my heart to want to launch a church, and I spent a lot of time at CrossFit Rio Rancho just loving on people and shouting and yelling at them to go faster and be stronger. And I went to them, and, man, it was just an honor. I let them know what we wanted to do, and they said, absolutely, absolutely. And I was like, okay, let's talk about what this looks like. And they're like, no, you can just have it. It's Sunday nights. It's yours. Do whatever you need to do. Just let all the other coaches know. And all the other coaches there that I coach with have been very gracious at allowing us to be in there. So, yeah, if you're looking for a great place to get in shape and build community, CrossFit knows how to do that really well, and we're so grateful for that. But, yeah, CrossFit Rio Rancho, I'd be glad to yell at you in that way.
Yeah, so he yells at you because he's a coach. He's not just showing up at places and yelling at people.
Yeah, and, you know, we spend our time teaching people about how Jesus atoned for everything we do wrong.
Yeah.
And all we really need to do is receive his forgiveness. But I got to tell you, when people are blowing it, a few push-ups wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah, yeah. A little pain for the gain, for sure. I know you asked about the Awakened Church story, so I'll try to summarize that. The beauty of it is I always knew in my heart that God had been calling me to something extraordinary. I remember surrendering my life to ministry in my front yard in Texas, looking up at the skies and thinking how big God was and how he knew every single name of each star. And I was like, man, God, if you could do something extraordinary like that, would you use someone like me? And fast forward a little bit more, it was in Bible college, actually. I was watching a church start, and I'm watching all their online stuff and seeing how they process stuff. And it was actually Elevation Church, and I was watching as this young punk, Stephen Furtick. I'm so grateful for seeing his journey. And I said, man, that guy's a knucklehead. And then I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh, no, that's me too. I'm a knucklehead. And I said, God, if you would use, again, that same prayer, if you would use someone like me, that would be awesome. And so I kind of hid that away in my heart, and I pursued youth, being a youth pastor and then a college pastor and then back to youth ministry and then back to college. It's kind of been ping pong between those two. And on January 28th this year, I went and talked with our lead pastor over at Sagebrush. I'm so grateful for Todd Cook and just him pouring into me. He said, man, you're never going to be who you need to be underneath someone else, and I want to encourage you to think about what it looks like for You know, I came to him. I wanted information and questioning about what it looked like to be a lead pastor. I had no idea. And I was grateful for him and his coaching on that that meeting that we had. And we started planning and prepping and things like that. And started getting my name out there. And he gave me some coaching on that. But then it kind of went dark there because Corona came. And nothing, I mean, nothing was happening. I had applied to several different churches because I thought, man, this is what God wants me to do, is to lead a church for his name and his renown. And so I started pursuing and pursuing, and then obviously Corona hit and it just shut down. And then my position was changed at Sagebrush, and I was released from being the college and young adult ministry, which I'm grateful for, because the beauty of it is that God moved me in a brand new direction. And so I spent that was May, at the end of May. I spent the next month just praying and seeking the Lord, actually at the top of the Loma, Colorado overlook. Every morning at about 5:30, 6 a.m., I'd go up there and sing. I'm sure my neighbors hate me, but I'd put my little ear pods in and sing, and I'd cry up there, and joggers are like, man, what's wrong with that guy? And I'm reading the Bible and journaling, and the Lord brought to my lap Ezekiel 37. And as I looked up, I realized that Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, they sit in this valley. And I was just blown away by that fact. And I told the Lord, I don't want to move away and try to do ministry and with people that I don't know yet. I know there are people here that can cut it. And God, I'm not going to ask a single person. The only person I'm going to ask is my wife. And thank God she said yes, right? But that's where he put that dream in my heart. He said, this place is the valley of dry bones. There's a lot of people who say they know who Jesus is, but their life looks no different than the world. And I was tired of that, and it broke my heart. And just being able to introduce the story of Jesus through Awakened Church has been the biggest blessing in my life that I've been able to do in ministry. So,
man, yep. To your left, Justin Chaplin. How did you get called to get together with these guys?
Well, we had worked together at Sagebrush for several years. I was there for about, I think, six and a half years. And as you start working with people, you build these friendships. And the more you get around people, you say, man, this is what life's about. And getting to do ministry together in some ways, but still in separate areas. Just the more time we spent together, the thought of being able to chase a ministry together to build this church just became more and more exciting. And so then when Matt, it was actually funny, about 10 months before Matt had any of this happen, we were having dinner as a family one night, and we were just kind of talking about, man, what would that look like to do ministry together, like to start a church or to work together at a church in more leadership roles? And we just kind of laughed about it and talked through it a little bit. I guess just hid it away, and really was exciting at the time, but it just, nothing happened right after. We'll fast forward 9 or 10 months, and then God starts moving some pieces around, and then all of a sudden it's like Matt sharing his story about what he wants to do, and God's moving in my heart like, yeah, you're supposed to be a part of that, and here's what I'll do to help you kind of move forward in that. And so then I took that step of faith with Matt and his wife Crystal and Chris here, and just towards planning a church and starting it in the middle of a pandemic. But man, it has been so amazing.
Now, you guys didn't choose the easiest time in history to start a new church. I want to mention a couple things. First of all, I'm really blessed, Matt, that you talked about Todd and his encouragement to you, because
absolutely,
of course, he used to be the youth pastor at Hoffmantown.
Yeah, yeah, he has his own story of life.
And my kids participated in his youth group, and he did a great job. And then, you know, some people might not understand that Todd didn't walk into Sagebrush.
Yeah,
it was a church of 10,000 people. You know, he did exactly what you gentlemen are doing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we give a lot of credit to Sagebrush, because that's where we all cut our teeth.
Absolutely.
And I don't think Awaken would have been awakened as fast as it did without that type of training and those leadership skills that we learned at Sagebrush. So we're grateful for them.
Yeah. Chris Franklin, what does tent making look like while you're getting the church started?
Tent making looks like providing food for your kids and your wife and yourself, which is definitely a necessity. You know, all three of us no longer had those jobs at Sagebrush that were providing that steady income, health insurance, all that kind of stuff that we need to survive. So tent making is finding what your abilities are, sometimes passions, and using those to make some money, right? So for me, I do landscaping. I love construction. I come from a construction background. That's really what got me into ministry, was construction. Went on my first mission trip with my wife for our honeymoon to go build an orphanage in Haiti. And I loved serving with my hands and using the gifts that God had given me to bless other people, and knew that's something I wanted to do the rest of my life. So I've always been able to continue that in different areas of the world and here in New Mexico. And when the opportunity came up that I needed something to do to pay the bills, because that's really what it is. Tent making pays the bills. Is construction is where I can fall back to. So I do landscaping Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, I do a little bit of whatever I need to do, whether it's installing blinds or home inspections or more landscaping or turning wrenches on a car, whatever it is. And then in the off time, you're working on planting a church. So tent making, it's hard work. You're working a lot. You're pouring in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But the reward is incredible. Not only are you able to provide those financial means for your family, but you're building up eternity through working on the church and pouring into new relationships. You know, I worked at Sagebrush for almost 6 years, and you kind of get yourself into these little huddles where you're just hanging out with people that you're working at the church with or just other Christians. And I'll tell you what, going back into the construction world, it's a different world, right? It's a lost and hurt world out there. Like Matt said, why leave Albuquerque Rio Rancho? Well, there's one church for every 16,000 people here. There are some hurt people out there. And man, I get to see them every day in the construction world. So I have a brand new ministry area to go work in. So man, it's a blast.
Matt, let's come back to you and ask you about the gifts each of you have. You guys are co-pastoring?
Yep. Yeah. I call it the three-headed monster. Yeah, you can choose which head you are. But we sat down and really thought about what this looks like, because I think the days of one person leading the whole thing, that to us felt like an anomaly. Because as we look at it, being able to, why wouldn't the three of us, why can't we lead together? And so looking at how that works and how we process and how we function, like Chris said, he's a horse, right? He's the one we put in front, and he runs. If we put a play out there or we say, hey, this is what we got to get done, Chris doesn't ask questions. He gathers people and then he gets it done. Absolutely. And that's the beauty of it. I'm kind of like my head is kind of in the air a lot. These guys have to kind of pull me by my feet back down, and say, man, that's maybe that we could do that. But let's figure out some processing, which is where Justin's skills come in, really well, because he's able to look at things in a way that helped me understand the who, the what, the why, the where, the when, all those details. I kind of just throw it up there, and Justin is able to pick and choose and be able to say, man, this, I've seen this work, or let me do some research on that. And then when the three of us, when it's go time, we kind of get behind Chris in the whole, let's go and get this done. And he's able to say, this is what it takes to get done. So,
Justin, are these two like herding cats?
There's mornings that are like that for sure, but I think out of that herding of cats, there's some just amazing ideas, and there's just this excitement. Some days we start talking and we start laughing and dreaming, and we get so excited, and then sometimes Chris and I have to go back to the tent making for a little bit, and then we gather again at night and kind of continue to go on. And through that, though, it's really cool to watch our families kind of blend, and we all have kids around similar ages, and so the community that's formed out of that's been really cool, of the dreaming within that. And but yeah, I mean, there's fun, very fun mornings where ideas are random, and then we refocus and rerun at something, but it's great.
So you three really have to work vocationally. You're working 24 hours a day, it sounds like. And I know you're sleeping a little bit, but I don't mean that. I don't mean that frivolously. I mean, you know, people that attend a church, they think their pastor has got to be available 26 hours a day.
Right.
Has to know everything about everything. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing. This is a new flavor, but it's a biblical. We're here for people. We're a triple threat.
Yep.
And instead of just depending on one person. Wow, that's a great idea. I mean, I think it's really neat. You also have, I'm just going to say, an unusual time that you're meeting on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Sunday afternoons, that was the conversation that I had back a long time ago with the CrossFit owners at CrossFit Rio Rancho. I sat them down after a grueling workout with them, and we're all out of breath and sweating and trying to act like we're okay, but we're not. And I just knew that the Lord was calling me to ask them that question. So I sat them down, and I was like, what does this look like? And at CrossFit, they're on Saturday and Sunday. They're pretty, obviously CrossFitters are pretty religious. We'll just say that. They love working out. They love building that community. Well, on Saturday and Sunday, they have morning classes. So from 9 to 11, that's when they're meeting. And as we know in the church realm, that's like the sacred cow. But for them, I didn't want to be an obstruction to their community. If anything, I wanted to invite them to another community in the same place where they wouldn't be, you know, doing pull-ups and things. I guess you could say doing pull-ups for Jesus. But we went to that evening place because we wanted it to be a thing where people could get connected at a different time and switch it up to wake some people's hearts up to what could be. It doesn't have to be at 9/11. I always tell these guys, are we really missing the mark when Scripture says they met together daily, right? If we're content with one time, 1 hour throughout the week, is that really what we're going to settle for? Is that really what Jesus had in mind when he says, I came to give you life and life to the fullest, just 1 hour out of your week? No, that's ridiculous. And so we wanted to give them that opportunity to see that, but then also push them into community groups that would meet throughout the week. And then the next flavor and funk would be discipleship groups, which are very high intense accountability. And us three are in an accountability group with one other guy named Bryce, and that is no easy feat. And that's kind of where it's interesting. That discipleship group is where Chris had the connection through my wife being in a discipleship group with one of her disciplees, and they own that business. And then they were looking for someone. We were like, well, we know a guy named Chris, and they're like, oh, we know Chris. And it was just, it's crazy how God works all these things together.
It's the faith. Like, the biggest thing I've learned through this is the journey of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it's not knowing what that step's going to be, but knowing when you take that step, God brings what to catch your foot. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, take another one. Because he's not just happy with taking one. Like, okay, great, we stepped out, and now here we are. We always need to be asking ourselves, what's the next big step of faith that God's calling us to take? Because without that, we're just pleasing ourselves, and we're not pleasing him. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Huge lesson I've learned from this season.
We're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. We have Chris Franklin, Matt Flores, and Justin Chaplin. They are the new pastors of Awaken Church at 541 Quantum Road in Rio Rancho. In the CrossFit Rio Rancho building, we've teased everybody already about having to work out hard when you go to right before church and after church, but I don't think that's going to turn into a joke. I think Matt's fired up about getting people in the gym.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That is what we call an aggressive encourager. He has a gift of encouragement, but it's a very aggressive gift of it.
We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Chris Franklin, Matt Flores, and Justin Chaplin in studio with us. They have just formed the new Awaken Church in Rio Rancho. I've gotten to know Chris a little bit because we've been out, our radio station's been out trying to support a couple of food drives and other things. This past weekend, we were out at the fairgrounds, and Chris had, man, there was a lot of people from Sagebrush, too, there. I just have to say that. I mean,
we have Carla Gonzalez, and she comes out with her jail and prison team from over there, and I'll tell you what, those girls love greeting people as they pull into the parking lot. Like, they are the champions of just loving on people as the first, like, introduction into those events. So when she heard that was happening, she rallied her troops and was like, I'm there. Let's do this. So she's a rock star.
I know we're all trying to look for silver linings and the way God's going to use COVID for good.
Yeah.
And I really think it's bringing the churches together.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just seen some really cool stuff going on. Matt, tell us about the vision and the mission statement of Awakened Church.
Yeah. So as I said earlier, when I was sitting on top of that Loma, Colorado overlook, just praying and crying my heart out to God, he dropped in my lap Ezekiel 37. It's the Valley of the Dry Bones. And he tells Ezekiel, hey, you need to go preach to these bones. And that'd be a scary moment for anyone to be like, okay, what am I really doing here? But he said, these bones need to hear the word of the Lord. That was the first step. So our vision, hear, know, live, so that all people may live for Christ. This is where that comes from. They need to hear the word of the Lord, right? So that's the essential in someone engaging with someone from Awaken. And do we care if it's at a weekend service? We would rather it not be at a weekend service. We'd rather it be from someone who is part of Awaken, who's at the grocery store, who's at Starbucks, who's at, you know, wherever they might be. And they're just like, man, God put it on my heart to share Christ with you so they can hear the gospel, right? That is our greatest celebration, what I would say. Now, the weekend, that helps because everyone's gathering together and hearing that. But that's the first step, right? Scripture says, how can they believe unless they have heard? That's a big part. And then the next step after they hear, to know, right? That's where we want to establish the relationship with Christ. Because once you hear about Jesus, there's a direct, I guess, implication of you got to do something with it, right? You can let your heart be convicted and do nothing, or you can let your heart be convicted and actually move towards faith. So that's where we hope that someone would establish a relationship with Christ, where they would say, man, I know that I need to confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I know that I believe that he died on a cross and rose again for my sins and paid the penalty for sin and death and shame and hell on my behalf, and that they would know him, that they would start that relationship. But it's not enough just to say things, right? Actions speak louder than words, and Scripture is adamant about saying your faith without works is dead, just like a body without breath is dead in James. So we want to help people do that, and we understand living is not the easiest thing. So that's where we believe community groups come in. That's where we believe discipleship groups come in. Just a high accountability, because I think there are so many people out there that say, I want a Christian life, but they have no idea what that looks like. And no one really challenges them. They just say, oh, you know, just keep living your own life and doing what you do. But Mark chapter 8, right? Jesus said, if anyone wants to be my disciples, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That's a daily call. And so we want to be there to help people live that out. So hear, know, live. We keep it really super simple because I'm a simple kind of guy.
Yeah.
And we're currently in the process of training up community group leaders so that, like Matt said, it's not just happening on a Sunday. It's not just about that 1 hour during the weekend, but that everyone's home becomes an awakened church campus to where they can invite people in to hear about Christ, to know about Christ, and then to live for Christ. So we're working on training up some community group leaders now. We got, like, I think 14 people, 16 people, somewhere in there, going through the community group leader training that will finish up in about 4 weeks. And then we'll be able to launch community groups and jump into another round of leader training so that we can start getting people utilizing their homes to reach people for Christ and just love people right where they're at. Love God, love people, make disciples.
Justin, I'm going to go a little bit off script here, but okay. How are the wives feeling about all this?
You know, it's been exciting that you see wives get really excited about, one, supporting their husbands and their dream and in their passions in it. There's been some strong friendships built. I also think it's cool that it's not surprising to me, but there also has been hard times through this, right? Anytime you step out in faith and you chase what God's calling you to do, there's going to be opposition. There's going to be opposition from the enemy. There's going to be natural, you're fighting this cultural comfort that's built up so around everybody, right? Of, oh man, what do you mean I'm going to leave a salary and insurance and stability and the known to step out? And then the wives will be there going, well, we're in this together. And then hearing them say that, like, well, if it comes down to a meal or a bill, we'll pay it. You know, like, they're just there for each other. And then when it gets really hard and when they're questioning things or you're getting, I guess, that spiritual attack, to have the other women there to surround them, to really encourage them, to guide it through it, just like the three of us, I think, really have. And we're trying to spread that to our core team of knowing, hey, we're a community in this together. It's not just Matt alone on this, that we believe that we can accomplish more together and that we can do more having each other's back and supporting it than just sending one person out and letting them do it alone. So the wives have been amazing. The kids, the friendships they're building has been really cool. And it just makes it fun. It makes it really fun to be like, hey, we're going to go work on this, but the kids play together, their wives are there together, and it's just this, you get a joy of being together in this community that's really forming and kind of strengthening every day.
Well, we mentioned seeing Todd do this out at Sagebrush, but I kind of date myself when I talk about this, but there was a young guy that was a radiologist, that was his tent making, came to Albuquerque in 1983 and started a little Bible study in a movie theater, and his name is Skip Heitzig.
Yep.
So I've seen that firsthand, and I've been involved with Calvary, not quite from the very beginning, but about 6 months after they started, and so I've been here for a really long time. I'm so excited that you guys are having fun with this. Man,
yeah.
This is going to be such a blast. I want to have you on the radio as much as we can, talking about what's going on, special events. I know you're committed to working with the community, not just the Christian community, but everybody, to make sure everybody's got food. And that's just an amazing deal. Chris, tell us about your core team a little bit.
Oh, man. I don't think we can say enough how thankful we are for an amazing core team.
Yeah.
We have a group of 18 people that have just gone all in. Kyle Stevenson would say full send would be the way he would say it.
That's a CrossFit term.
I never knew where it came from, but I love that he's all full send. He's just go for it. And we have people that from security, from ushering, greeting, parking, media, social media, production, kids, because of the season we're in, coronavirus cleaning, kids check-in, which who knew kids check-in was so difficult of a task? You think it's just like print a name tag and put the name tag on the kid.
Yep.
It's not that simple. So as with starting a business, I come from a very entrepreneurial background. You become the CEO, the CPA, the janitor, the everything. So with starting this, you have all that as well. And our core team has just found their gifts and said, I want to own this area. And as a leadership team, we're able to say, go for it. You know, we would rather say whoa than go. And they have just taken it and run with it. So we have an amazing group of people that love on the about probably 25 kids that come in each week. And my kids have never been learning lessons more. Caleb, he's about to turn 5 on Sunday. His favorite thing to do, he's like, I love telling people that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. And I'm like, whoa, what? Yeah. And it was from a little lesson that Bryce and Haley, part of our core team, were teaching our kiddos in the park and about, you know, the friends that brought their friend to Jesus, lowered him down through the roof on a mat. And it's stuck in his head so much that he has to get his friends to Jesus that he loves running around and telling them. He's like, this kid's a bully to me. So I tell him, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. I'm like, man, that is so awesome. Now, does he fully understand what he's telling them? No, probably not. But he's getting it. He's starting to learn it. So I'm so thankful for the amazing core team we have that are pouring in their talents into their specific areas.
I want to mention one thing, though, and I know that this is true because when I just met you today to bring you over to the studio, Chris was multitasking. We're talking, and he's doing background checks on people that are working in the ministry. And we need to emphasize that the people at Awaken are not just people that said, oh, yeah, we'll help out. These are people that have submitted to some serious accountability.
Yeah.
We have a rigorous, and I mean rigorous, application process. We want every single person that is going to serve with Awaken to be a pastor. They understand the gospel. They've had an encounter with the gospel in their own life, and they're able to share that comfortably and eloquently with any and everyone that asks. It's tough. It asks them some tough questions. So it's not just a warm body. It's a soldier for the gospel that.
So Matt, after. We can't have a discussion about this without talking about COVID a little bit. You've mentioned how it might have slowed down some thought processes and some vision that you had, but now it's been redirected, refined.
Yeah, I think it's not only for me, but again, back to that whole core team, it's for everyone. Because I don't think anyone was like, yeah, August, we're going to launch a brand new church. Like no one had that in their right mind. But, you know, like I said, it was for me, I was thinking God wants me to be a lead pastor of an existing church. And I actually applied for 5 different churches, and all 5 of them were like, thanks, but no thanks. And that kind of took a little bit of a toll on me. I'm like, am I not good enough? Did I not? And is my sermon? Like, I started thinking about me. And then I really slowed down. I was like, God, this isn't about my name. Isaiah 26:8, right? It says, yes, Lord, waiting for you and your renown. We want to make your name famous. And I just thought, man, that's where it's going to be. So we've said we're going to go on this adventure together, and we want it to be something, a story that only God could write, only that he could get credit for. And so I encourage these guys in the core team to take a journal of everything that God is doing, just even just once a day, just write something down that God did, so that when they do run into those hard times, when it does feel like, you know, feels like they got the coronavirus and they can't breathe and I don't know how to continue on, they can go back to that journal and say, this is how God is faithful. Setting up those Ebenezer stones, you know, this is what God did. This is what God said. This is how God provided. I had my idea that I was going to leave Albuquerque. I thought, that's for sure. That's what God wants. And then he said, no. And the one question that was posed to me from I feel like from scripture and from the voice of the Lord, and the one question that I asked everyone. I said, will you make yourself available to the Lord? If you do, you better be in for the most epic adventure that you've ever had of your life. Because I really do believe that Jesus does mean you can have that life and life to the fullest here, not just in heaven. Yeah, that's going to be awesome and amazing. We haven't even thought and imagined what that's going to be. But it's our blessing and our honor to bring heaven to earth through loving people like loving Christ. So, that's kind of how it, no slow down for me. I'm not a very good slow down person. That's, if you could ask me, one of my spiritual disciplines where I'm not good at, it's slowing down. But random off tangent, writing the Bible out word for word has really allowed my faith and my understanding of God's word to grow. So
yeah,
maybe that'll be encouragement to someone.
I don't know which of you want to answer this, but I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, the Bible's not just full of really great quotes.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit makes, according to Hebrews, the word is living and active. Mm-hmm. So when you share the word with somebody, it lives inside of them and it grows. And mm-hmm. I say to their face, you're never going to forget this verse you just read.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, we've just slipped you something you weren't anticipating.
Yep.
You got God growing inside of you and convicting you. And really, it's just an amazing journey. I'm embarrassed, and I've said this many times on the show. When I was young like you guys, sharing the gospel was taking a three spiritual laws tract, walking up to somebody and saying, hey, you know, have you heard about Jesus? He's a bridge between sin and and God and blah, blah, blah. And, they would, if they didn't immediately receive what you were saying to them, you'd walk to the next person.
Yep.
Well, that's not ministry. That's not evangelism. And I really appreciate that you're already demonstrating.
Mm-hmm.
I saw both of you two out feeding people and just loving on people and encouraging them. And that's the way people, they get loved into the kingdom.
Yep.
So thank you for that. Justin, I kind of feel like you are the quiet one here, but your wheels might be turning because you have to anticipate each of these two and trying to figure out, okay, should I get a lasso or maybe I should lock them in a room for a little while? You got a challenge in front of you, my friend.
It's so funny that you said, I see your wheels turning, because I can't tell you how many days we've been sitting and Matt goes, he'll stop. He'll go, Justin, your wheels are turning. What are you thinking?
I do. I hear all these amazing things, and they start rolling around in my head, and I start processing them. And like you said, herding cats is a good example. And I have spent a lot of time in kids ministry, so that's my ministry is herding cats for a long time. But you hear so many amazing things, and you think we are still a very young church in time and in resources, so we have to really focus what we do and do it really well. So we can't do everything, but what we can do, we can equip people, we can walk with people, we can disciple people so that they can help us along that. So we have these ideas and want to do so many things, but always trying to refocus on, all right, like Matt said, the story of Awaken hit, and when he started sharing some of the stuff with me, it really, really made me excited because there's so many people and their thought of sharing the gospel is inviting somebody to church. And there's nothing wrong with inviting people to church. I think that's a great step. But there's a lot of people that never walk into a church. But if you could sit there and, like you're saying, love them in, but explain to them and share with them the word of God and explain all about it to them in your house, in your living room, at a coffee shop, in the construction site, wherever you are, I think that's how you truly make an impact in the community. So I try to take the ideas we hear. I let my wheels spin a little bit, and then I open my mouth and go, okay, I think this is how we should refocus it and kind of really focus our energy and our effort towards this and make it really well, and we do it well. Instead of doing a bunch of little things halfway, let's do a couple big things really, really well and focus on those. So for us, I think we've decided it's going to be discipleship in a few different ways of letting people hear that word, helping them know what it really means, and then encouraging them to live it out. And it'll be a little bit slower than other maybe forms, but we're committed to really just sticking to discipleship, walking with people, helping them grow, answering questions, and then aggressively encouraging them, as Matt would do, to continue to walk and continue just to take steps of faith day after day.
I don't know. I think you know the guy personally that created this whole world in 6 days, so I wouldn't go to slow, especially with a guy like Matt.
That's true.
He's going to go 1,000 miles an hour.
That's true.
Yeah. Fast is fun. Slow is boring to me, and I just think that's what I love about Justin. He lets me go fast, and he helps me build the airplane as it's falling to the ground. So we have all the pieces, and they're just floating. He's like, think about this. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And we start building. And that's really what this whole thing has really felt like. And we know that if we do what the Bible says. I know this is, sounds like a dumb and simple concept, but if you do what the Bible says, the Lord said he'd bless it, right? Blesses a man who meditates on his word both day and night and is careful to obey it, right? Then he will be successful and prosperous in whatever they do. Well, it's not in whatever we do, right? It's what he wants. And when we set our feet to that, when we set our minds to that, that's what I love about these two is they just said, you know what? My life is not my own. And if you want to know what Awakened Church is about, our life is not our own. And if you want to be part of that adventure, if you want to give your life away and truly find it in Christ, man, I'd say come party, come die, come and die. That's what it might be. And that sounds big and scary and hairy. And that's my probably aggressiveness coming out. But God is good. And we really do believe that he's coming back. So we need to wake some people up.
Absolutely. We are in studio with Pastors Chris Franklin, Matt Flores, and Justin Chaplin. They are the founders, and they are the senior lead pastors of Awaken Church. Awaken is open at 541 Quantum Road, Rio Rancho, 87124, in the CrossFit Rio Rancho building. Services are Sundays at 4 p.m. and at 5:30 p.m. Maybe a little adjustment will be made once we start getting dark at 5:30.
Yeah, we might have to make a little bit of a time change there just so that we know that kids, I know that when it gets dark, my eyes start getting tired. But when kids are getting ready to go back to school and time change does happen, we're praying and looking at what that happens. But we know that, hey, God is going to bring who he needs to bring, and we're going to go after people and be devoted lovers to him. So
we would love it if, from this point forward, if things are coming up, you let us know here at KNKT, and we'll help you get the message out. Hope that you'll contribute more to this program and have you back in the studio every so many, maybe every 4 or 5 weeks, we can get an update.
Yeah, absolutely.
About Awaken Church. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
100%. If people want to know more information about us, you go to www.awakennmfornewmexico.church. There you can watch services online, check out our podcast, see pictures of what we look like, find our social media, all that kind of fun stuff. Awakennm.church. Thanks for having us.